from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Greeks are streaming to the polls, voting in a crucial referendum on the country's economic future that could determine whether Athens is ousted from the 19-nation euro currency bloc. Greece is deciding whether to accept the demands of an international lender to impose new austerity measures in exchange for more bailout loans, just days after Athens defaulted on a $1.8 billion loan payment due to the International Monetary Fund. European leaders are saying that a no vote would signal that Greece wants to leave the eurozone and divorce itself politically from Europe. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says that over the past few days, genuine progress has been made in Vienna toward a nuclear deal with Iran. Kerry spoke to the press on Sunday.
We have, in fact, made genuine progress. But I want to be absolutely clear with everybody. We are not yet where we need to be on several of the most difficult issues.
Foreign ministers from six negotiating powers are returning to Vienna and preparing to meet in a final push to secure a nuclear deal with Iran ahead of a self-imposed July 7th deadline. Tunisia is under a state of emergency Sunday after a purported Islamic State terrorist massacred 38 people at a tourist beach resort. President Beji Caid Essebsi went on national television Saturday to announce a declaration saying Tunisia is facing a very serious danger. For the next month, police and the army will have special powers to carry out raids at any moment on the homes of suspected terrorists as well as other criminals. You're listening to VOA News. East African regional heads of state plan to meet in Tanzania's commercial capital of Dar es Salaam on Monday to assess and find a way to resolve the crisis in Burundi. It's unclear if Burundi's president, Pierre Nkurunziza, would attend the meeting. It comes as he intensifies his campaign for a controversial bid to seek re-election. Burundi's opposition says Nkurunziza's third-term bid undermines the constitution. Military officials in Pakistan say a firefight with Islamist militants near the border with Afghanistan Sunday left four soldiers and 12 insurgents dead. The army's media wing says fleeing terrorists also left behind three of their dead bodies. Earlier, a roadside bomb in the same region killed three paramilitary soldiers and wounded six others. Iraqi Sunni political leaders are accusing the government of two bloody attacks on civilians in Anbar province in the past 24 hours. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iraqi media claims two government attacks in the past 24 hours have killed a large number of civilians in Anbar province's largest cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. Sunni leaders from Anbar province say dozens of civilians were killed and wounded in a government airstrike on a football stadium near Ramadi. Witnesses also accuse government forces of shelling parts of Anbar's second-largest city, Fallujah, killing several dozen people. Other reports claim the government dropped barrel bombs over parts of the city. VOA could not independently confirm the allegation. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Saudi-led airstrikes killed civilians Sunday in Yemen's second city of Aden as a UN envoy arrived in the capital for talks on a ceasefire plan with Houthi rebels. The number of dead in the latest attack is unclear. Media sources report between 8 and 30 civilians killed. The death toll of violence between pro-government forces and the Houthis, combined with Riyadh's three-month air campaign against the militia, continues to increase despite international efforts to negotiate a truce. An unmanned Russian cargo vessel successfully docked with the International Space Station Sunday morning. It breaks a string of failed attempts to resupply the station. The Progress delivered more than 3 tons of food, fuel, and supplies to the orbiting outpost. Officials said although the supply launches had failed three times previous, the ISS is not in immediate danger of running out of supplies. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.